Hi, this is Eric Casto with Global Reach Ministries and Four Smiles Productions. I want to thank you for taking time to tune into today's Oasis podcast. And we've been in a series on heaven. Heaven is a real place. And if you haven't heard any of the earlier podcasts, you want to go to our website or to iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spotify, and you can go to The Oasis with Eric Casto and listen to these, because there's an impartation. I believe for this year, 2025, that the Spirit of God is stirring the hearts of His people to begin to look up. And because I travel to different nations, I get to interact with Christians from different cultures. And I have found something all over the world. People are saying, you know, I want the Lord to come back. I'm desiring the Lord. And I've seen this on a different level than I've ever known in my life. And so I really believe that in the days that we're living in, the prophetic operation that God is doing is that He's stirring the hearts of His people to create a greater capacity in us to desire heaven, to desire His presence, and to look to the throne of God. Okay? So let me open in a word of prayer, and then let's go to the Word of God. Heavenly Father, we ask You to bless this time, and that You would anoint it, and that You would give us ears to hear. We desire to receive from You today, and Lord, we know You have something very special for us. And we thank You for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, in the book of Acts, chapter 7, probably one of my keynote favorite scriptures, and it says this in verse 755, "But he, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven and saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God." Stephen is about to be martyred. Now, he didn't realize when he woke up that morning that by the end of the day, he was going to be leaving the earth. He woke up, got dressed, took a shower, and went to work serving tables, and then ministering, preaching the gospel, and then an argument, a debate. Evil people came, and they began to debate him. And then the debate moved to a court case. And now he realizes, my day has changed. It wasn't a normal debate. I'm now standing before the Sanhedrin and the religious group, the authority over the land. And then before you know it, he's being dragged outside and they're going to stone him. "He, being full of the Holy Ghost, looked up steadfastly into heaven, saw the glory of God and Jesus standing on the right hand of God. And he said, I see heavens opened, and the Son of Man standing on the right hand of God. Then they cried out with a loud voice and stopped their ears, ran upon him with one accord, cast him out of the city, stoned him. The witnesses laid down their clothes at a young man's feet, whose name was Saul. They stoned Stephen." Now, this is where you need to pay attention, because this is where today's podcast is going to go. And there's just something very special that we're going to grab hold of here. "Saying, Lord, receive my spirit." Now, I find that interesting. The humility. "Receive me. Take me." I think sometimes we get so bold about going to heaven, right? And in some ways we should be. But I think there's a real humility about it. We don't deserve heaven. It was Jesus who came humble. He took on a body. He became like us. And then he submitted himself to death. And in all of that, he arose a mighty conqueror. He made a way for us to be with Him. Now, heaven is kind of the reality that we can be with Him. So we go to heaven. But the key was so that we could be with him. He loves us that much. So here's Stephen, such humility, because he's seeing into that realm. It's the gift of the Spirit that's in operation is the discerning of spirits. His eyes are open. Heaven is too far away to see. It's in a different realm. It's a spiritual operation. It's in a spiritual realm. And it's more real than what we live in, because the throne of God is there. And so he's seeing into that. And he says, receive my spirit. Why? His body was dying. He's getting hit with rocks. Receive my spirit. Paul said, to be absent from the body, meaning your body's here, is to be present with the Lord. So there's a changeover from the earth to heaven. Receive my spirit. Now here we go. And he kneeled down. He cried with a loud voice, Lord, lay not this sin to their charge. And when he said this, he fell asleep. And, wow, boy, we're touching into to some powerful stuff here. You know, I've read this a lot of times. and I was, I don't know how he was praying. He's getting hit with rocks. But I kind of wonder that the glory experience that he was having with the Lord, I wonder if he actually felt the rocks. I know there was a time I was in Paris, France. I was at the airport and ready to check in. I had been walking with the cross in France, and the lady working at the desk, taking suitcases and giving tickets, she had a really bad spirit. She had been offended, and you could just feel the offense that was on her, you know. And my thought was, well, you know, I'm next, and I'm going to have to go up there and deal with this lady that someone else has really made angry. And welcome to airports, right? I mean, you probably, if you've traveled, you know what I'm talking about. So, you know, I'm like, oh. And but all of a sudden, the Lord was standing right beside me. He was on my right side. And I knew he was there. Love was overwhelming me, pouring down. And I've got tears in my eyes. I'm not thinking about Charles de Gaulle Airport. I'm not thinking about anything. I'm in this visitation of the Lord. And in that visitation, I just remember I just prayed. I said, Lord, I'm not like you. I want to be like you. And when you're in that, you know, I was overwhelmed with how patient he was and how kind, how gentle, how strong. And I knew I'm not like you, but I want to be like you. And that's the appropriate response. We were made to be like him. And he knows that we're not like him, I'll be honest with you. And that's why when we spend time with him, he changes us from glory to glory, strength to strength, faith to faith, and he develops us. Now, in this visitation, I realized that the spirit that was devouring the lady, okay, because that's what it was, she had been offended and hurt, and she opened the door, and a demonic spirit was there, devouring her through offense and anger. Okay, it was there, but that spirit couldn't touch me anymore. That love of God was impregnable, and I didn't even think about it after that. And I got up there and gave her my passport and checked my bags and walked away, and I don't even remember talking to her. I was in a visitation. And finally, when it came time to get on the airplane, I'm starting to come back into me. And you know, when you've had this experience of a visitation with the Lord, you never want to leave it. You don't want to leave that presence, that glory. And let me tell you, heaven is like that, but it's in a different realm. People that go to heaven, they love the people they left behind, but they don't want to go back. They want to be with the Lord. And there's nothing like it. And so I'm starting to come back out of that glory realm that is just impregnating me and touching me. And I'm starting to come back to the thoughts that pertain to this world and things. But I'm like, Lord, please don't remove this glory from me. I don't want to be like the way I was. Well, I go to get on the airplane, and there's the lady. She's checking the tickets and, you know, passports one last time before you get on the airplane. And when she saw me, biggest smile, warm smile, so kind. And I'm like, that's not the lady that I remember. She changed. She was not the same. And I couldn't help walking down, you know, to get on the airplane. I'm like, she got changed. I don't know. Maybe she had her own experience with the Lord. Something changed her. I was changed. Don't even remember ever really talking to her, what I said to her, but she was changed. Wonderful smile. Very warm. Very nice, especially to me. And then I got on the airplane. And so here's Stephen. He's having this heavenly encounter. I know he died, but I'm also wondering if he felt it. Maybe he didn't feel it because he was so caught up with seeing heaven and Jesus standing, right? But now what I want to get into here is important, because he's praying now for these persecutors, for his enemies. They were enemies. They were God's enemies. They were his enemies. Now, I want you to turn with me to Matthew, and we want to look at chapter 5, because when we talk about heaven, I think these next verses I'm going to read, they're important, they're crucial, they're life-changing. And I don't think you can talk about the glory realm and the throne of God and, you know, going to heaven and being the sons of God without going into these verses. So let's go there. And Matthew chapter 5 and verse 43. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. That's the world we live in. Love your neighbor, hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them who despitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be the children of your Father who is where? In heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends rain on the just and the unjust. If you love them who love you, what reward have you? Do not even the publicans do the same? If you salute your brethren only, what do you have more than others? Do not even the publicans do the same? Be perfect, even as your Father who is in heaven is perfect. And this is powerful, because here is Stephen. He's having an experience in heaven. He's on the earth, but he's seeing into heaven. He sees the throne of God. He sees the Lord, the glory of God. And what is going on in him? He's walking in love. He's forgiving. He's praying for these men. And that's where I really believe the rubber hits the road on this message. We are the sons and the daughters of God. And what brings the Father pleasure? That we have a revelation of heaven? Well, yeah, I mean, we need to have a revelation of heaven. But with the revelation of heaven needs to come a revelation of God's love. Jesus loved us while we were dead, while we were in sin. And so I read this and I'm like, okay, Lord, I want a greater revelation of heaven. I want a greater revelation of you. But right here it is. You know, the Bible says in John, 1 John, those that love not know not God, for God is love. And so, as believers in this time that we live in, we have to have an operation of God's love. Now, I said it on the earlier podcast that around the throne of God, you have seraphim, six wings, and they cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Whole earth is full of the glory of God. And here they are, the closest to the Father that you could be, and they're looking at love himself. God is love. He's not faith. He's not power. He's love. And here we are at the throne of love himself, and these angels are saying, holy. The greatest attribute, I believe, of God's love is holiness. And here is Jesus. He's giving us keys to functioning and walking before him, before the throne of God, walking in a boldness to come into the most holy place. And he says, listen, guys, you're going to have to do it by walking in love. You're going to have to do it by what? Love your enemy. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those that hate you. Pray for those who despitefully use you. And so I'm like, okay, there's some keys here. Love, bless, do good, and pray. And it's all for those that don't like you. And maybe you don't like them. But you know what? When you begin to interact and to implement this, you begin to go, okay, Lord, I'm going to believe by faith that as I stand before your throne in a place where there's lightning and thunders and angels, 100 million angels plus millions, right? Where there's an emerald rainbow over you, the actual throne looks like a sapphire, there's a sea of glass, and then there's 24 elders who are before the throne of God. And Lord, right now, by faith, I'm going to turn this sense of hatred and hurt into love, into blessing, into doing good, and into prayer. And I really believe it all begins by prayer. And that's where the power is. You begin to come boldly before the throne of grace, and you begin to go, okay, I'm going to walk like Stephen with a revelation of heaven, and I'm going to bless those who come against me, persecute me, who hate me, who speak ill of me. I'm going to use what the Holy Ghost has given me, and I'm going to walk as a son and a daughter of God. Now, here's the thing. Romans chapter 8, the Bible says, in fact, we ought to just turn over there. Romans chapter 8, which is like such a key, chapter of the Bible that we need to keep in us, right? And the Bible says that, let's look at this. It says this. There's a chunk of scripture here, but I need to read it. Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Now, I treasure this. that I can be a child of the living God, the Creator. This is big stuff here. For you've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you've received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Papa, Father. Meaning, as we come before the throne of God, it's not just God, it's Papa, it's Father, it's Daddy God, Daddy Father. And isn't it interesting that on the earth, it doesn't matter what culture you go into, a child has a formal name for father, but then also has a loving name for father. And a child can relate to their father in different ways. Well, we have the same. We've received the spirit that says, Papa, Father. And this is deep stuff here, that we have that kind of access to him. The spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we're the children of God. So the Holy Spirit in us is saying, hey, listen, you got rights to the throne of God. You can come boldly into that place. You are in a position as a child. And if children, then heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together. Part of the life of a child of God, there will be suffering. But coming into that revelation of who we are and the access that we have, that we are children of God, and the way we're manifested is when we love, we bless, and we pray for, and we walk in this power, and we bring pleasure to our Father, sons of our Heavenly Father. And for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time, they're not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed where? In us. There's a glory that's going to be revealed in us. For the earnest expectation of the creation waits for the manifestation of the sons of God. This earth, this planet we live on, it's groaning. And you say, what's it groaning for? For the sons of God to be revealed. There is some really deep revelation here that this planet wants me, wants you to walk into the fullness of who we are in our Heavenly Father, in our Lord Jesus Christ. And, how do we do it? One way that we walk in it, it has to be the love walk. We have to walk in God's love. Being patient, being kind, being gentle. And I tell you, that's what brings great, great pleasure to our heavenly Father. Now, there's a lot in there. Listen to it again and go over it. Think about some of the stories that we shared there and think about who you are. You have rights to the throne of God. You have a Heavenly Father and your big brother, Jesus, who's your Lord and Savior. He's there to help us. And so that's enough for now. Let's pick it up on the next podcast and go to our website at www.foursmiles.com. There's more information there. And until next time, remember, we love you. Jesus loves you. He's coming soon. We need to be ready for him. God bless you. Until next time. Bye-bye.